Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands gathered in Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against the Israeli government's handling of the situation in the Gaza Strip after nearly 6 months of war with the Palestinian militant Hamas group. A resident from Jerusalem told Reuters the government has been neglecting its people and doing horrendous things in Gaza, not in our name. Another said government should step down to allow others to lead the country. AP correspondent Karen Shams reports on the U.S. government's reaction to a new Palestinian Authority cabinet.
The United States has welcomed the formation of a new Palestinian autonomy government. In a statement, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said the United States looks forward to working with the new group of ministers of the Palestinian Authority. The United States sees the Palestinian Authority, which administers parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank, as a key part of its preferred plans for post-war Gaza. But the authority has little popular support or legitimacy amongst Palestinians, with many viewing it as a subcontractor of the occupation because of its security cooperation with Israel in the West Bank. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas. Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal to pause Israel's devastating war in Gaza against Hamas in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Efforts by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt to negotiate a ceasefire appeared stalled as the war grinds through its sixth month. Hamas has previously suggested a phased release of all remaining hostages and return for an end to the war and full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, the opening of its borders for aid and reconstruction, and the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. This is VOA News. Pope Francis presides over the Vatican's Easter Vigil service after skipping a Good Friday procession. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more on that story.
Pope Francis late on Saturday soldiered through a more than two-hour Easter Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, one of the longest services in the Catholic calendar, amid renewed concerns about the 87-year-old's frail condition.
Sono macigni della morte.
His voice at times sounded raspy and out of breath, but he read out all his prepared texts, including a more than one-page long homily, and he smiled and waved at the congregation as he left in his wheelchair. On Friday, the Pope skipped at the last minute a nighttime procession at Rome's Colosseum in what the Vatican said was a bid to preserve his health ahead of other Holy Week events. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The surge in gang violence that has plagued Haiti this month has spread to parts of the capital, Port-au-Prince. That violence has shaken residents' sense of security in areas they thought were relatively safe. Michael Lippin narrates this exclusive story from VOA's Creole service.
The bandits looted and burned businesses, including one where Jean-Yves Policar says he had been working for 37 years.
I don't know yet how much I've lost. Being so close to the hospital and the presidential palace, I didn't think that I would face this situation. When I saw everybody running for the hills, I said to myself, I'll keep my cool, because my proximity to those sites would give me some kind of safety. At the end of the day, the security was simply zero.
That absence of security has left residents of the Haitian capital wandering through the wreckage of burned-out cars and debris-filled streets, not knowing when the gang violence will end. For Matiado Vilme in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, Michael Lippin, VOA News.
In Indonesia, environmental groups continue to point to deforestation and environmental degradation, worsening the effects of natural disasters like floods, landslides, drought, and forest fires. Since 1950, more than 74 million hectares of Indonesian rainforests have been logged, burned, or degraded for development of palm oil, paper, and rubber plantations, mining, and other commodities. The country is also highly vulnerable to climate change and has already felt many impacts. Experts say forecasts can help reduce the impact of some extreme weather events if they're preserved, but that's not happening in Indonesia. The executive board of the International Monetary Fund confirmed the deal with Egypt to increase its bailout loan from $3 billion to $8 billion, in a move that is meant to shore up the Arab country's economy, which is hit by a staggering shortage of foreign currency and soaring inflation. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.